Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Food Chain Inc. was recently approved for $95,000 in state and county ag development funds for a commercial teaching and processing kitchen. Becca Self, executive director of foodchainlex.org, says they're a nonprofit with a mission to forge links between the community and fresh food, and this grant will help them in that effort.
That kitchen has had a lot of different support, but the ag development funds are specifically earmarked for a blast freezer, and that will enable us to purchase seconds from local area farmers with fruits and vegetables and then lightly process those in our processing kitchen. So wash them, grade them, sort them, chop them, bag them, and most importantly, freeze them. And our intent is to be able to provide local products in a more convenient and still affordable form to, again, encourage consumption and support from local urban community members.
She says they've been around for about 5 years, working primarily in hydroponics. The blast freezer will help them expand their scope.
We're actually targeting a 23-county region, again, with Fayette County right there in the center. And that's our intent, is to really focus on that central Kentucky. We know that's where a lot of the production is, so it makes sense to focus on that region. And there's been a lot of local food assessments that have been done here in Fayette County over the last 3 or 4 years that have, again, targeted that same 23-county region.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
Becca Self at Food Chain in Lexington is hopeful they'll be up and running in this new effort by the end of this summer.
We're really, really excited about this coming together. Our intention is to hopefully have the kitchen, at least at its shell stage, completed by the end of this summer. We really want to try and get at least some of that bulk end-of-the-year harvest to do a pilot for this processing kitchen. But we've been working on this for several years now, so we are very, very excited that it's getting so close.
Self says anyone interested can learn more online at foodchainlex.org about this effort focused on dealing with produce that may not look perfect but is just as nutritious as grade A and in their system may make it to market for farmers.
And we hopefully are going to be monetizing product streams that currently isn't marketable for them. So we're really hoping to benefit farmers as much as we are benefiting urban consumers.
Check it out, foodchainlex.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.